This is bookcareers.com live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of bookcareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello and welcome to episode 150 of bookcareers.com live. Now that is something I never for a moment envisaged I would be saying when I launched this podcast. I feel like we should have a fanfare, a drum roll, a party or something special to mark this occasion. Instead, I have a cup of tea and a chocolate mini roll. My original plan for Book Careers Live was it would be seasonal and around 6 to 12 episodes per season. I didn't know how I would be able to run something continuously, particularly as I have a rare migraine condition and there are weeks, this is one of them, when the migraine injections have already worn off and the next lot haven't yet happened. I don't talk much about my migraine anymore because it's mostly under control. But I know a lot of people in publishing do suffer from migraines. And if you want to know more about my condition, you can visit suzannecollier.com. And if you want to learn more about migraine and what treatments are available, visit the website of the Migraine Trust. By the way, I'm always open to DMs on migraine. Back on topic. I wondered what special gift I could give you in episode 150, something that would aid your career, whatever level you are at, whether you are job hunting or not. And it is this, a bit of career guidance. This is copyright material extracted from How to Job Search in Book Publishing, which will, please trust me, will be published early next year. When someone talks about their career successes, you know they say they got their dream job. Often they will say it was luck, that the publisher just happened to be recruiting at the right time, or they were in the right place at the right time, or they'd been waiting forever and something had to turn up eventually. Or they'd been sending off job application after job application and thankfully one finally worked. Or they'd been in meeting after meeting with their boss and their boss finally decided to promote them. Or eventually they got their salary review. So many people say career success is down to luck, fate, knowing the right people, timing, connections, or even the phasing of the moon. What I will share with you today is this. It isn't luck, fate, or anything like the toss of a coin. It is created, and each and every one of us has the ability within ourselves to create this situation for ourselves. You can create this situation for yourself. In career guidance, we call this planned happenstance. Planned happenstance is a career theory developed by Professor John Krumbholz of Stanford University and mentioned in his book Luck is No Accident, which is published by Impact Publishing. I'm quite honest, I haven't read that book in full yet, but this was one of the many career theories I learnt whilst gaining a professional qualification in career guidance. What planned happenstance is, it's about putting yourself in the right place at the right time. You applying for the right job, you speaking up a meeting, you asking for a pay review, you responding to a social media post. The only way planned happenstance can happen is by you taking action. And here are three actions you can take today in order to develop your career and making luck or planned happenstance happen. Number one is apply for that job. You know, the job you've been umming and ahhing about, the one where you read the advertisement over and over and keep going back to see if the job is still open, and it is, or it's being re-advertised again and you didn't apply first time. There might be something that is making you hesitant about it. It could be the perfect role, but you've no passion for the genre. It could be the right publisher, the right department, but a slightly lower or slightly higher level than you are ready for. Put your inner voice to one side and apply for the job. So frequently when publishers advertise for roles, and they modify the roles depending on who has applied. This is why you see so many roles saying editor stroke senior editor or marketing executive stroke manager, because the publisher is prepared to set the level of the role depending on the success of the applicant. And on the subject of genre, over the years, I've worked in every department, but I spent the majority of my career in sales, special sales, and new business development. I've sold books that were right up my street: business, self-development, tarot, esoteric, mind, body, spirit, or as we call them, woo-woo books, and the most beautifully designed gift products and stationery. I've loved all the jobs I've had in the industry. But there is one that I will say was the happiest time of my career. And that was when I was a sales rep selling transport books for Ian Allen and managing a territory full of regular bookshops, lots of branches of Waterstones, and a huge number of specialist accounts. To anyone who is not an enthusiast, working on books such as The Heyday of the Bus, The British Railway Atlas, and Civil Aircraft Markings does not sound fun. You're probably thinking, how can you sell something you are not passionate about or have no interest in? Yet there were so many times in that job I couldn't believe I was being paid to do it. Yes, I was probably selling one of the hardest lists to booksellers. So much prejudice, such as transport doesn't sell. In fact, that's just given me an idea for one of the Christmas episodes, which might be stories from when I was a rep. But seriously, I have never had so much fun in a job that I had when I was working for Ian Allen. Plus, I learnt so much about British political, economic and social history. Yes, I had my leg pulled, but the publishing company, then at the time still family owned, and my colleagues and customers made that job the best job of my career. It's 22 years since I left, and I still maintain that was the best job of my career. So put your prejudice of the books to one side and focus on the work you want to do and apply for the job. If you don't apply, you won't get the job. But if you do apply, you'll create a situation where you could be doing a job you really want to do and learning to love the books you are working on. Number two. Make connections. That could be across Twitter by following and then responding to somebody's tweet. It could be congratulating someone on their new appointment or LinkedIn, or on the completion of a project or something that was newsworthy, or someone who was at the same conference or event as you but you didn't get the chance to talk to. Wherever you have the opportunity to create that future working relationship, then make the connection. Some of my current strongest working connections were made across social media. So whilst Twitter might seem at times to be the cesspit of hell, if you stick to the publishing and book-related conversations, you'll mostly be in a safe environment. The best thing about social media is that you don't actually need to be at an event or a conference in person to be able to join the discussion. It is great for levelling the playing field, whether you have a timing issue, a location issue, a finance issue in that you can't actually afford to be there, or a disability. You can still be involved and included across the social media discussions. Number three is to stop procrastinating, and that is a podcast series in itself. And get on with your plans, whatever they might be. All of us have some sort of plan inside of us, whether it is to start writing a book or finish writing a book, or to move to a particular location because you feel your life will be happier, to try and initiate a conversation with someone, or even, dare I say it, to contact me about how I could help develop your career. I'm fortunate enough to have so many fantastic testimonials, and one of the best ones said, "I've known you for years, but I never actually thought of coming to you for help. I see how much you've already helped me, and I'd wish I'd come to you far earlier." So if that sounds like you, my email is always suzanne@bookcareers.com. But whatever it is, whatever your plan is, providing it's legal, then take action. And do it today. Don't put off your creating your own planned happenstance and developing your own career. I'll see you next week, where we'll be recording episode 151. We're going to go on and on with this series because there is so much more that I still have to share with you. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers or on Twitter @BookCareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.